This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fire numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Frauds, charlatans, fakes, cheats, swindlers, cons, grifters, scammers, hoaxers, extortionists, conniving, colluding, conspirers, two-faced, backstabbing, corrupt, villainous, hateful, destructive, malicious, vile, vicious, foul, poisonous, ugly, wicked, leftist. That's what we'll be discussing today. Each and every day I discuss these creatures. That's what they are. They're creatures. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. Feel free to use what I just described as a leftist anytime you want. And oh, by the way, that's as good as they get. I didn't even go bad on them. That was a compliment to leftists. They'll certainly take it that way. Glad you guys are here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Deluded creatures is what leftists are. Deluded. Part of a cult, a vicious, ugly cult. A cult that we should be attacking with, forget Scientology. You think that's bad. The cult of leftism is the worst thing you can imagine. It is Hotel California. Just check, get with those at Chow to check out. Go check with them. Jennifer Lopez, all lives matter. Oh, don't you dare say all lives matter. Oh, I'm so sorry. I still want to work in Hollywood. Bring on Harvey Weinstein. Please. Deluded creatures. Folks, you cannot reason with delusion. Trust me, I know. There's a couple of crackheads in my family. There is no reasoning with them. I tell you guys a story. I don't know. My family listens to the radio show. They know I talk about them. They know who they are. I don't mention them by name unless, of course, it's a good thing. But they know who they are. You know, the crackheads who you've got to keep away from your stuff because there is no reasoning with them. Melissa and I were talking about an exchange with a crackhead friend. Well, friend of a friend. And she's reading me the text and I go, crackhead? She goes, yep. And you know, I'm not even kidding, her husband found her crack. He's a friend of ours. He found his wife's crack. Because he's like, she's acting bizarre. And I'm going, hey man, hate to tell you, crackhead. He goes, well, I know she's had drug problems in the past. I'm like, no, my friend. She's got a drug problem right now. Step back, step away. See the forest for the trees. Is that the right way to use that? Delusional. Democrats, leftists, whatever, plutopians, progressives, whatever they want to call themselves, they are deluded. They are worse than any crackhead you've ever met. Try to have a conversation with them. Ludwig Born, an 18th century German writer, said of delusion, getting rid of delusion makes us wiser than getting hold of a truth. Have you ever been deluded about something? I believe you have. If you're a thinking person, if you're a critical thinker, you've been delusional about something. Maybe you were hung up on some guy, you were hung up on some young girl, you really thought you had the right invention, you know, you and people around you are shaking their head going, Ted, just stop. Ted. Interventions. You know what's good about conservatives? We're pretty good about giving ourselves interventions. Or if we're not, we have somebody close to us. So it only requires maybe one person to step in and say, Kev, come on. Stop it. I can tell you interventions I've had in my family. I'm talking about people intervening with me where I'm going, this is great. This is going to do it. You know, whatever. And we level set. Now, it's never been like a Norton and, the Honeymooners where nothing ever works because I get to this. I make it work eventually. But as my team knows, I like to say, When I have to solve a problem, I'm a sledgehammer and everything is a nail. And let's just face it, if you're doing heart surgery, that may not be the approach you want to take. So I understand that about myself. I talk about it all the time. I say, okay, I'm gonna jump in and do this. When my team comes to me and says, Kevin, we got a problem. I go, fine, I'm going to fix this problem with a sledgehammer. And then you're going to have to go find a surgeon, somebody that understands laser focus, to come in and fix it after I do it. But I'm going to get it working. Okay? But then you got to get somebody to come in and clean it up. And they know that. But I will get it working. And I say working, I mean, if you give me one of our areas that's not making money, that is not going to happen. We're going to get in here and do it right. We're going to get the messaging out, but we got to fund ourselves. It was an Indian leader. His name is Bodhidharma. He says, the ignorant mind, with its infinite afflictions, passions, and evils, is rooted in three poisons: greed, anger, and delusion. He called it a poison. Greed, anger, and delusion. They're poisons. And they are poisons. Because there's the old saying, to thyself be true, or to thine self be true, whichever one you want to pick. That's the fact. Do you think Democrats wake up in the morning and go, to thyself be true, Joe Biden really won the election, this vaccine is the greatest thing since sliced bread, COVID is so scary, and whatever, they're delusional. If you believe those things, do you think the Democrats believe that you shouldn't protect your border? Do you think the Democrats really believe that you should work, you should get money and not have to do anything? I'm saying in their heart of hearts. Of course not. Michael Crichton says, we're the easiest group of people. He says, you should just resign yourself to the idea that you are a conformist. I'm going to tell you, I pretty much agree with him, because I watched conservatives conform, deluded in the idea that government tells us what to do and who to be and how to act. Are you kidding me? When did you lose your minds? You got to wear a mask for this. I swear on my mother's grave, the only reason why I have to wear a mask on a plane is because they can keep me off of it and I have to travel. Other than that, I would tell them to kiss my little behindy, because I'm not wearing your stupid mask. And I already told you, I go into businesses that have it prominent. You must wear a mask in here. And I walk right in. And I'm telling you, I haven't been confronted since I was in Lowe's. Not Lowe's, Costco. I don't wear it. I'm a nonconformist. I'm in control of my body. I'm in control of what's best for my body. I'm not wearing a stupid mask. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about, but it's going to be centered around delusion, because the left are full of delusions, and I want to keep you from being deluded. So expect for me to delude you with the non-delusions. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We are discussing revolting, spiteful, repugnant, loathsome, obscene, depraved reprobates. Did I say that right? Reprobates! A.K.A. leftists. And I apologize to the civilized world for discussing such a horrible topic. But somebody must alert the world to the true nature of leftism, and I have been selected by God to do this. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Flawed Christ follower, but still highly favored by his Redeemer. Oh, my goodness. There are so many differences between us and them in this civil war that we're currently fighting inside of our country. A bigger civil war than the one that killed over 600,000 men, 280,000 or so who fought to keep people that looked like me into slavery, and 386,000 of them, well, 330,000, give or take, the number varies, who fought to keep me from being oppressed by the various people that we're talking about today, the very same people. Differences between us and them. 330,000 white men who gave their lives, fought their brothers and their cousins, because they saw the good in this country and what it should give to all. See, the difference between us and them is we have souls and they do not. It would have been easy for people to say, are you kidding? Absolutely, let's have slavery. I'd love to have a slave. Let's have so many that we can all afford one. But the Republicans said, no, sir, no way, no how. Abraham Lincoln said, even if it tears this country apart, we are not going to let man treat another man inhumanely, make him his chattel. And over 300,000 white men agreed. And yet we find ourselves today talking about things like critical race theory. People whose origins are in countries that are in turmoil on a continent run by black folks. I'm talking about Africa for you white people not paying attention out there doing other things, messing with the children's or cooking or something or driving. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm talking about the continent of Africa, a continent that doesn't even know how many countries it has because it's always in turmoil. Is this country splitting away from this country because it's of a religious issue like Ethiopia split and became Ethiopia and Eritrea? And others have done the same. You can't even keep count. You know how many states we have in the United States? 50. We can keep count. Because there's still a modicum of civilization left. Civilized people running the country. It's getting fewer and far between. There is a difference, folks, between us and them. And I'm not just talking about these bonehead leftists here in America. I'm talking about us and them all around the world. What they seek from us, the beacon, a country that God put on this planet so we could be that beacon to the world. Everything we do is watched every single day in every single country. Name me, do you care what's happening in Uganda? I don't think you do. I would bet you money that 99.9999% of the people listening to this radio show don't even know who's running Uganda. You don't know who's running any African country. You barely know who's running the Do you know who's running Romania? I'm going to make it white. Can I colorize it for just a minute? You don't know and you don't care. And even for the ones that you do know, Trudeau, Macron, Merkel, whatever, you don't care. But let me tell you what. They care about you. They care that this country put in a dummy and got rid of the best president in the world and put in a brain-dead, demented moron. They know. They know who he is, and they don't have any respect for him. We folks, we live by moral. We live by moral and ethical codes, not amoral. But the left will use that against us. We search for truth as they continue to spread lies. We are the people who make America great, and they wish to tear it down. This great country is part of their grand delusion. The great reset, the big reset, what are they calling it? Whatever they want to call it, the new world order, whatever, it's all a delusion. And look at the policies. Oh, climate change is existential threat. Critical race theory, a racist theory that they propose because, for what? The great delusion that America is bad for black folks? Seriously? Hey, black people in America, black leftists, there is an entire country full of people that look like you. You could get rid of every bad thing that you want to discuss right now about all these white folks out there with their foot on your neck. You could just go there. And you know why you don't? Because you love these white folks. You ain't fooling us, brother. You love these white people. They are the little drop of sanity in your world. They are the people that give you a job. You don't have to take it. Ain't no white man waking you up, twisting your arm to come to his job. Go on, go, do your thing, man. You want to start your own legit business? It's out there for you. You want to sell dope? It's out there for you. Do what you want to do. But you know what you do? You get up and you go to that white man's job. And you know what you also do? You like dealing with him because he's a nice guy. She's a nice woman. There was a story that there's a white lady that got beat up by four black women. Why? Because she's white. They outnumbered her. They want to show her, we'll get you. And they just went and beat her down. But we got to teach critical race theory in America, right? Because black people ain't getting over. See, it's a delusion. God put America here for a purpose, folks. And he put you in this place at this time to do his will, whatever that may be and whatever that whisper he puts into your ear. We're going to discuss delusion today. We already have been, right? Russian conspiracy, a grand delusion of the left as it pertains to Trump, but reality as it pertains to the Bidens. Which do they seek? You get what I'm saying? They seek the delusion. They created the delusion as the truth was smacking them right in the face. Same thing with Ukraine. Same thing with China and Hunter Biden and laptops and working with Chinese spies. Same thing with Swalwell, dating a Chinese spy, infiltrated in this country. Same with colleges and universities, infiltrated. The left wholly ignore the reality of what's happening in pursuit of the lie, to create the lie even. They not only create it, they pursue it. And then when you say anything against it, they try to make you the liar. You're the bad guy. You've seen this work out in many other ways. The criminal activity associated with China and the Wu flu, for example, wittingly or not, it's China's doing, but leftists protect the Chinese. They call us xenophobes for stating the truth. They're delusional, folks. Leftists believe they can get us to believe whatever their propaganda machine puts out. They believe we will give up. Will you? Do I need to list these delusional frauds? Well, I'm going to.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is curing the pending distribution of direct payments to families under the child tax credit.
I'm announcing today that on July 15th and the 15th of every month thereafter throughout the year, you will get deposited in your bank account half of your tax cut at least. $250 per child each month.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying it will give families a break. Roughly 39 million families will start receiving monthly child tax credit payments in mid-July. The Supreme Court unanimously rejected Biden administration arguments in a case from Rhode Island that police should be allowed to enter homes without warrants to seize handguns. The case came before the High Court as President Biden and congressional Democrats are pressing for aggressive new restrictions on Second Amendment gun ownership rights, including controversial red flag laws. This is USA Radio News. Firefighters in Southern California working hard to put out two fires.
A brush fire in Topanga Canyon, California, gained strength Sunday as about 1,000 residents remain under mandatory evacuation orders. At least one water-dropping helicopter from Ventura County had been helping with the firefight. L.A. Fire Department says the dense vegetation is very dry and has not burned in 50-plus years. The Palisades fire has been deemed suspicious. Arson investigators identified one individual who was detained and released. Investigators then detained a second suspect and were questioning them Sunday evening. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Kim Potter, the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing Dante Wright, is scheduled to appear in court today. Potter and her attorney will participate in a pretrial hearing to go over the evidence in the case against her in the shooting death of Wright. Prosecutors charge Potter with second-degree manslaughter. Investigators believe Potter meant to use her taser, but instead pulled out her gun. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Sun Ting Wong here. Democrat whitewash. Full effect. Joe Biden considering run for president. How bad things got to be for Hillary campaign? You let crazy Joe come out the basement. Think about a list of people have to say no before you get to this guy. Bill Cosby say, nope, sorry, I'm busy. Send over Ashley Judd, though. We talk about it over drink. How about President Kim Kardashian and her big ass, Kanye? No? How about this? GNC chair, Debbie Wasserman Schultz? No? Oh, she practicing lines for her next Star Wars movie. Means I think we're in big trouble. Good luck, liberal.
Are you unsure of who the good guys are and who the bad guys are in America? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you are listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And indeed, Sam Ting Wong here. Well, this show is going to help you figure it out. For those of you who don't know, if you're listening to this program, left or right, you're a good guy. If you're a lefty, it's because you're searching for the truth. You wouldn't be here otherwise. If you're on the right already, well, you already know what the truth is, and you want someone who can explain it, who can blacksplain it or mansplain it, or black mansplain it to you in ways that you can bolster how you fit. Hey, look, I'm helping you explore your inner self. That's it. I'm not doing anything that you don't have with the power within yourself to do. You already think much of what I say. Now, I may put it into terms that you don't get, that you, Kevin, I never would have come at it that way. That's okay. It's inside of you, though. So we're talking about delusion. Leftists have amazing delusions. And what's funny, the higher up the food chain, the more delusional they get, the more money and the power, the more delusional these people become. Drunk on power and money. Prestige is what they call it. There's hardly a person listening to this program who couldn't be at the top. I'm talking about, you know, talking in third person about yourself. Kevin Jackson, which guy knows about Kevin Jackson? When Kevin Jackson is speaking, everybody's listening to Kevin Jackson. Now, as Kevin Jackson, I can tell you this. You know, there's not one person out there listening to this program that if you said, I don't care about God. I don't care about who I run over. I know how to be, you know, you could be it. If you wanted that walk on the dark side, look, here's what I will tell you. You do not want me to go dark, and I'm not talking about skin color. I'm talking about going the dark side. I would be evil, maniacal to a point that Dr. Lecter, who's some of the villains? Kane, I don't know who all the villains are, but whoever they are, add them all together, and I could be that. I'm good. but I choose to use my powers for good. But see, people like the left, on the left, these the Pelosi's of the world and all that, they get caught up in themselves. They're like the celebrities in Hollywood. They have delusions of self-importance. We sadly suffer from delusions of not having a voice, not being important enough. Who am I, Kev? But people say to me all the time, I said it 12 years ago, who am I? What voice do I have? But when I got mad enough, I said, you know what? I'm going to get myself a voice. Here's what John Lovett of Hollywood said. A guy who watched these people for years. And here's what he said. America needs a strong, rational, positive, practical conservative movement. It needs that bulwark against liberal delusion and hubris. It needs a voice that says we are imperfect, that life is complex, that government can create need even as it meets needs, that you can't fix everything, and freedom is worth some danger and sorrow. I'll tell you. Now, he said this years ago. I don't know. John Lovett's probably got enough money. He doesn't care. If you don't know who he is, he's a Tommy the Flayin'. That's the ticket from Saturday Night Live. Amazingly funny dude. Got his own quirky way about him. I love the guy as an actor, and he's smart. Talking about delusion. Mencken, who's an author, H.O. Mencken, he wrote of love as a delusion, and he called love the belief that one woman differs from another. So see, we all suffer from delusions. He calls it a delusion. That's what makes you separate your spouse. Out of all the people out there, you go, this is the one that deludes me into thinking that, you know, I need to jump the broom, smash the, you know, Mazel Tov or whatever. Another author, Ryan Holiday, said this. I love this idea of delusion because he says, realism and self-honesty are the antidote to ego, hubris, and delusion. Realism and self-honesty. Remember I talked to you guys about the mask that people wear? There's your public image, your private image. And the closer that you can put those two together, the happier you will be. The more self, the closer to self-actualization in Maslow's hierarchy of needs you will be when those two things are very close together. They're never going to be always together because there's always a side of you that you say the public does not deserve to see. It's none of their business. It isn't that you're hiding it. It's that you're saying it's not for you. You may show only a few people that other side of you. And then, of course, there's that side of you that's just downright ugly and evil. And no matter how much of a pacifist you say you are, you can get there. And that's okay. That's the range of human emotion. But here's what I will say to you conservatives. You are the real deal. As close as you get to the real deal. Politically, a guy named Charles Wilson said no one should suffer from the great delusion that any form of communism or socialism, which promotes the dictatorship of the few instead of the initiative of the millions, can produce a happier or more prosperous society. He's telling you that as the individual, you are the reason why a nation's going to be happy. Look at the Soviet Union, and certainly when it was the USSR, not Russia. Look at that time period in history and tell me those are happy people. Even today, they're still struggling trying to figure out capitalism. We've been living with it. And now the leftists want to bring in this other thing. It's unbelievable. But I'll give you some examples of these guys being complete frauds, delusional to a fault. De Blasio now is saying, we got to fund the police. After all the talk of defunding police, Eric Garner killed. They got Eric Garner Day up in New York and blah, blah, blah. Of course, every other black man or black woman that's been killed, that's gotten themselves killed, they've used it as a torch. And de Blasio quietly says, look, we need to put some money back into the police here. Well, why is he doing that? You want me to connect the dots for you? It's because crime is through the roof in New York. all of the policies that Giuliani implemented to get to make New York a safe city that people wanted to come back to are gone for two reasons. One, because de Blasio said, you know what, go ahead and crap in the street. Defecate, pee in the street, doesn't matter. We don't care. Walk around butt naked. We don't care. These are actual things, folks. I'm not making this stuff up. He says, you want to stop traffic in the middle of New York City because you want to take a leak or a dump, which some guy did. Do it. They got bathrooms. Now they're putting porta potties for bums. They're not encouraging people to improve their lives. They're saying, you know what? Make this Gotham City. So they did all that. And then they did the scamdemic. And the scamdemic took a lot of people and put them out of work. Well, what do you think out of work people become? Does the word desperate come to mind? Desperate. So you got a crime-ridden city that's been eking up in crime. And I'm talking about violent crimes over the last few years, certainly the last decade. Been creeping up. It explodes geometrically more over the last couple of years. And it gets to the point where de Blasio finally realizes, wait a minute. When this defund the cops isn't going to work. So he's redirecting that money that was going to go to community centers and all this other crap. And he's saying, you know, we better put a little bit more of that back into real policing. He doesn't want community organizers apparently going out or sociologists going out to reason with criminals. He wants what? Cops. Because, see, he suffered from the delusion that his policies were going to work. And they didn't. Well, we weren't deluded. We understand law and order. We knew exactly what was going to happen. And it did. Another fraud exposed. Defund the police? Fraud. Policies of the leftists that led to this idiotic idea? Fraud. Person in control of the whole narrative around it? All of them. To a point. Fraud. Black Lives Matter, right? I gave you statistics about that earlier. Prove it. Prove that it matters when 10 times more black people are killed by other black people than even close to killed by cops. Actually, it's 100 times more.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You're listening to The Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson. Racist.
Oh my goodness, we've had a show here today talking about these leftists. And I've been kind to them. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Have you guys joined me on PolitiChatter yet? If you do, send me a note to tell me, hey, Kevin, I got you through your show in Utah or Atlanta or Pennsylvania, wherever the show is. I know a lot of you are out of Florida, but connect with me there. Go check it out. I think you're going to find best of the social media sites out there and only getting better. It's only getting better. I promise. We're talking about delusional Democrats. We're talking about the frauds and their delusions. Let me tell you something. It is about time somebody called out Fauci the fraud. This guy should be in jail for what he's perpetrated on the American public, but leftist clowns are giving him awards. But now the Republicans are striking back. Yep, those days may be over because House Republicans introduced the bill to set term limits on appointees in these various positions, and it could have direct impact on Fauci, Biden's chief medical advisor. Fraud advising a fraud. In a bold move, this bill is entitled, get this, Fauci's Incompetence Requires Early Dismissal Act, the FIRED Act. Bill was introduced by Representative Warren Davidson out of Ohio. Go, Warren! Go, Warren! It's your birthday! Go, Warren! And co-sponsored by several House conservatives, including Representative Chip Roy, Texas, out of Texas, Andy Biggs, my congressman, out of Arizona, Ralph Norman. If passed, the bill sets a retroactive 12-year term limit on Fauci's position, a position that he's held since 1984. And thus, Fauci the fraud would be forcibly dismissed. I would love to carry his little basket out. You know, they give you the box to load your gear in. I would love to carry that out for him. Yeah, press statement from Davidson's office. Here's what it reads. In the wake of massive missteps by Dr. Fauci, he says Fauci, and his subordinates in the handling of the coronavirus pandemic, this bill introduces an oft-overlooked issue, the lack of accountability of unelected bureaucrats. Under Fauci's guidance, Americans have lost confidence in the NIH, that's the National Institutes of Health, and the Centers for Disease Control, leading to confusion and serious government overreach that has threatened Americans' livelihoods and freedoms. Despite successful treatment therapies, a historic vaccination development, and decreasing cases, Fauci has continued to advise healthy, low-risk Americans to continue to act as if the pandemic were out of control. After overseeing nearly a year of draconian public health policies that have decimated the economy. In a world run by truthful people, folks, Fauci would be ridiculed for his flip-flop stance on Wu Flu, and then he would be jailed. Everybody in the food chain that decided to lock down all that, if we could ever get to the real discussion of this, we would be appalled. Clearly, Fauci played a puppet in what is undoubtedly the largest money grab in the history of man, and he continues the ruse. See, I would let it go if he were to come out and say, there's a lot of guidance. We have to understand that there really isn't science here, that, things are not as they seem, and we've got to let people make their personal decision. But he's not saying anything close to that. He moves the goalposts every time you talk, and it's never in the favor of the public. It is always in the favor of the bureaucrats, the people who believe, wrongly, that they have the power to control your life. Consider the asinine recommendations of the CDC that Fauci endorses, folks. Wearing masks outdoors, for starters. Now, the CDC admitted that the chances of you getting the Wu Flu outdoors in the sunlight is practically nothing, but doesn't matter. Vaccinations now exist. So anybody, I mean anybody, who believes he or she is safer can get that wretched poke. Thus, people who don't get the vaccine, like myself, run the risk. And as feminists say of abortion, it's my body. And I'll cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. You would cry too if it happened to you. I'm dating myself, but that's okay. I quite like me, so I don't mind dating myself. And so it is, but still Fauci and Biden, they want everybody to get vaccinated with a shot. Oh my gosh, man. Look, if you got vaccinated, close your ears. But because I'm going to tell you something, only a fool can't see the leftist game in all of this stuff. The first of the ironies is that a shot that they claim everybody wants, it doesn't seem like everybody wants it. The governor of Ohio put a lottery in, you can win $1 million for each week for 5 weeks. All you got to do is get your shot. And the Babylon Bee spoofed it and said how to get your shot, the incentives to get your shot in all 50 states. If anybody's encouraging you to get a shot for a disease that kills less than 1% of the people, and the 1% that it kills are people over 80 years old, you are insane to do it. Sorry to say it. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to you, but I'm giving you tough love. It's insane. In Ohio, for students, Ohio is offering free college, including room and board. Come on and get your college on. All you got to do is get that shot, black people. Don't be surprised, folks. I said this before, but if they offer free abortions to black women at some point in the future, get the shot. We'll abort that baby for you for free, girl. Not that Planned Parenthood isn't already funded for that. Black people aren't falling for it, though. That's why they're having to try to trick us. And, of course, white people aren't. Laughingly, Biden's team, I told you guys this before, they tried to trick you white folks into getting the shot. They made white people get to the back of the line. You know, they said things like BOPICs. These are indigenous people of color. They're going to be the first. They're going to be the first to get the shot. White people, you're at the back of the bus. No, and they wanted white folks to go, how dare you? I'm going to get that shot before anyone. Listen to what I did. I called my doctor and I said, I want that shot before anybody black. They tried to play on some crazy idea of racism that you're going to, no way will black people get in front of me. And white people, y'all are slick. Y'all are very crafty. Y'all went, oh, it's okay. It's okay. Hey, Jamal, you go for it. Shaniqua, all yours. No, 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 after you, I insist. Oh, man, Nancy Reagan would be proud of you white people. Just say no. Say no to the drug, to the shot. I've written on how forcing the shot can get people sent to prison. It's a violation of the Nuremberg Code. And I'm going to do not an entire show, but I'm going to do something on it because it is a fact of violation. It's experimental, and this drug is proven to kill people. This vaccine is proven to kill people. Anyway, I had the Wu flu. I survived. So you won't be hanging magnets off my arm. You guys have seen that, right? They can hang a magnet off the arm. If you can hang a magnet off the arm, I ask people this. Be sure to tell me, because I want to know. We talked about it. I want to move on real quick, because here's what I want you to know about how popular this thing is. They asked Fauci how many of his people, the people in his staff, have gotten the shot.
Okay, this question, I'm going to go to Dr. Fauci, Dr. Marks, and Dr. Lewinsky. What percentage of the employees in your institute, your center, or your agency of your employees has been vaccinated?
You know, I'm not 100% sure, Senator, but I think it's probably a little bit more than half, probably around 60%.
When a guy's lying, I'm not 100% sure. Of course you're not. Nobody expects you to be. We just want a general idea. Well, I suspect it's around 60% that have been vaccinated. He has no clue. He just pulled that from between his little Italian butt cheeks. He has no idea. But what it says is a bunch of them haven't been. And he went on to ask the other two people, and they gave all kinds of who shot John. Even the people that work at the NIH and for the CDC are smart enough to say, I'm not getting this stupid shot. And don't believe the 60% have. Trust me, they haven't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.